Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome into Burns Postgame Show.
Cole Reagans dials up a 96-mile-an-hour fastball. He sets a new career high with 12 strikeouts.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier since 1958. And you can, too. Call 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com.
Swinging a chopper left side. Garcia's got it with a dive. Spins, throws, in time!
This is your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's your Royals insider, Josh Fournier.
Oh, boy. All right. Good evening. The series is now evened up at a game apiece. Royals drop game two in Boston by a final score of 6-2. It's all good. I'm keeping my head up. I don't know about you. I'm looking forward to tomorrow's finale already. Michael Wacha on the hill. He was once a Boston Red Sox. He knows Fenway Park very well. Now I'm stepping into Wednesday's finale still with a lot of confidence. I don't know about you. Phone lines are open. There's a lot to discuss after this 6-2 loss. Let me give you the phone number before I get into it. Phone lines wide open for you right now. The text line is there as well. The numbers are identical. 913-586-7965. That's the Peterson and Associates phone line. 913-586-7965. Yeah, feel good about tomorrow. Trying to remember that there is a tomorrow, that tonight's game isn't as painful as we might make it out to be by the end of this postgame show. We'll see where it goes. Again, the number, 913-586-7965. Listen, you knew coming into this game today, you knew that the odds were stacked against you. I mean, on paper, yes, it's a baseball game. Anything can happen. But on paper, the Royals were as large of an underdog tonight as they've been in at least a month. So you knew it was going to be difficult to beat that red-hot Red Sox team in their building in front of more than 37,000 of their fans with that monster on the hill named Garrett Crochet. You knew it was going to be difficult, certainly not impossible. It better not be impossible, right? You better not step into this game tonight thinking that it's impossible, because what's it all for if you don't believe the Royals can stare down an ace like Garrett Crochet? So I'm not going to give you that, oh, well, hey, they tried. You know, Garrett Crochet beats a lot of people. No, I'm not giving you any of that. But like I gave you earlier today on the On Deck show, if you're going to win a game like this in that ballpark against that team, against that starting pitcher, someone, likely many people, would need to do something big. Execution must be at a very high level, and someone or multiple people, hitters, pitchers, base runners, defenders, multiple people are going to need to do something special. And sadly, not enough Royals were able to do something special tonight. Mikel Garcia, he did his all-star thing tonight, another multi-hit game. Now, the story of the game, and without question, tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game. That Guaranteed Foods might already be on the way to the home of tonight's starting pitcher and sadly losing pitcher, the rookie making his Royals debut, Ryan Burgert. Now, if you just want to talk about him for the rest of the postgame show, I'm fine with that. Now, that's going to be an upbeat postgame show, an optimistic, a positive postgame show, because, wow, how impressive was that young man tonight? The 25-year-old making only, not only his first ever start in front of new teammates and new coaches and a new front office and a new owner, pitching in front of the fans at Fenway Park for the first time in his career, pitching in the big leagues for only the 12th time, making a start as a member of the Kansas City Royals. Well, forget that. Making a start for only the 8th time as a big leaguer. For him to show not only that stuff, right? Mid-90s fastball, slider, sweeper, putting that fastball wherever he wanted. The command. The command is what impressed me so much. I mean, he's hitting the fastball top of the zone. He's getting you to chase that sweeper away. He's putting that slider on the black. The stuff, the command, the poise. Thoroughly impressive performance tonight from tonight's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, the rookie right-hander, Ryan Burgert. Again, the phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. No doubt about it, very impressed with him. But just like I said last night after the debut of Bailey Falter, let's see you do it again. Falter's debut was miserable. But let's see him do it again before we call him miserable. Ryan Burgert's debut tonight was extraordinary. Let's see him do it again before we anoint him the next Cole Reagans. But unfortunately, outside of Ryan Burgert and Mikel Garcia, just not enough hitters, defenders, base runners, pitchers, not enough Royals stepping up tonight. Vinny and Salvi had an opportunity at the dish in the fourth, and they were unable to come through. Angel Zerpa had a chance in the sixth inning, and he can't do his job. Garrett Crochet stepped up as Nick Lofton and Luke Maley come to the dish with the man in scoring position there in the top of the seventh inning with the Royals down by only one. Neither Maley nor Nick Lofton are able to do something special. Later on in that seventh inning, John Schreiber unable to do something special. Jonathan India and Randall Grichuk allow that fly ball to fall between them. They can't step up. So many opportunities tonight for the Royals to do what would be necessary to beat Garrett Crochet and the Red Sox in Fenway. But when presented with those opportunities, not enough Royals able to come through. But we'll see what Michael Wacha can do tomorrow. Win tomorrow. And we don't talk about tonight ever again. Phone lines are open, 913-586-7965. Let's start off up in Cameron. Darren, you're hitting leadoff tonight. You're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah, you took most of my talking points there. But, other than Mikel Garcia, I'm really proud of that pitcher. That was a heck of a start for him. And I'm trying to stay positive, but sometimes they just look like the bad news bears out there, Vern. Yep. I mean, shouldn't you allow the outfielder to take that fly ball? Is that my mistake? I mean,
you're right.
That's a very basic play. He's coming in at full speed, and they can't get it out of the way from one another. I have no faith in Zerpa. Every time he comes in, if there's somebody on first, it seems like he's going to at least let the one unearned score. And I just don't see him as having he's a decent pitcher, but I don't think that he's got the strength to be just the go-to guy. And from years past, we had HGH and stuff. It's just sad because I get so excited. I want to be excited for this team, and it seems like they let me down more than they lift me up. So I'm going to enjoy the season, but I certainly don't think we're making the postseason. I can't be on that train. I can't be on the good ship lollipop. They're just not playing against their better competition in a way that I think they deserve to be in the playoffs, point blank.
Yeah. Oh, they're certainly not consistent. No doubt about it, Darren. And you say that they've let you down more than they've lifted you up. The record is now 56-58, so two games below 500. That seems to align with your feelings. And, man, you touched on a lot there, and I don't disagree with really anything that you had to say. Angel Zerpa, in the sixth inning, comes in relief of Ryan Burgert and simply doesn't do his job. His job is to get the lefty Willier Abreu. And instead, he leaves a 1-0 slider in the middle of the plate. And Abreu, because, man, this Red Sox lineup, littered with players that I swear are meant to be in a Royals uniform. But Abreu puts a pretty swing on that slider in the middle and bangs it off the Green Monster. And that sets the Red Sox up to take the lead. It's a 1-1 game there in the bottom of the sixth inning. Ryan Burgert comes out at 72 pitches and retires the first two batters that he faces. He walks Alex Bregman after an 8-pitch battle, and that ends the night for Burgert. A lefty and Abreu coming to the dish, it makes sense. You look at Abreu's numbers against righties, he has an OPS right around 830. Against lefties, that OPS is around 650. So Q goes to his bullpen and turns to his lefty stopper, or the guy that he expected to be the lefty stopper at the beginning of the season. Zerpa was anything but in April. Right, last year in October, every time Juan Soto came to the dish in a big spot, Q was calling on Angel Zerpa because he finished last season strong. And this team had high hopes coming into this season. And he struggled early, found his groove as the summer months arrived, but tonight just doesn't do his job. That his job is to get the lefty, and he doesn't do it. So after he doesn't do his job, he's put in a spot where he's got to face Trevor Story, the right-hander. And with runners on second and third and two outs, again, that walk that Burgert allowed came with two outs and nobody on. So with second and third and two outs, Trevor Story sees a 96-mile-per-hour fastball up in the zone. Now it's in his kitchen, but Zerpa came up and into his kitchen on back-to-back pitches, and Story was ready for the second. He drops it into shallow center field. Two runs come in to score, and the Red Sox go up 3-1 there in the sixth inning. We'll talk about John Schreiber. I will give you my thoughts on that Jonathan India, Randall Grichuk play in the seventh inning. But first, I want to go back to the phone calls and go to Rick in Olathe. Rick, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Good evening, Vern. You probably know when I'm going to call because it's every time our manager outthinks himself. We have this guy who's pitching his lights out. In 5 2/3 innings, he gives up two stinking hits to Boston, who's a scoring machine. He's gotten 7 out of the last 8 people out. His pitch count is really good. So what does our manager do? He goes out and takes him out. And then, as he said tonight after the game, well, if I ever have a choice, I'm going to bring Zerpa in. That is called losing the game. Zerpa comes in. He goes a third of an inning. He gives up 3 hits. Now, that's 5 hits we've given up total. Then Schreiber comes in. He gives up 3 hits. That's the 8 hits that they get. So this kid busts his rear end to go, but Q, in his usual fashion, has to outthink himself. And that is why our record is 2 under .500. He's done it all year.
What
He's
about
done...
only scoring two runs, though, Rick?
I'm sorry?
Act as if... What about, I mean, at that point, it's a 1-1 game. The offense, I mean, what's your certainty in that they're going to continue to put zeros up against a really good lineup and that this Royals offense is going to scratch across a run?
Well, I'm just saying that they should let this kid who'd got eight people out finish the inning. Then we're not having this discussion.
Sure. Yeah, we got you down, Rick. Again, I explained the thinking, and I think the logic behind Matt Quatrero's thinking aligns with, I think most big league managers, to be quite honest, certainly as you're talking about, Rick, it aligns with what he's always done as skipper, and you're not a fan, and that's fine. I appreciate you calling up. I appreciate your input, Rick. Yeah, to me, every loss, and I'm not trying to make this about Rick. Rick, you're entitled to your opinion. I respect it, and I appreciate it. Maybe two runs should have been enough. Yeah, maybe. I'm not trying to fight with someone that's not trying to fight with me, but just every loss, it's because of a bullpen decision. You know, to me, the rookie did his job. Ryan Burgert goes 5 2/3 innings and hands a tie game with the man on first off to Angel Zerpa, who again was pitching in the Bronx last season in October. Ryan Burgert had never pitched in the big leagues last October. The rookie did his job. Angel Zerpa didn't do his. That's my opinion. Rick, I heard yours. Let's go out to Fenway Park as Bob dialing us up. Bob was one of the more than 37,000 in the building tonight. Bob, what do you have?
Hey, Vern. Good to talk to you again. I had a great time today. Went on a tour before the game. Saw the ins and outs and the nooks and crannies. It was a good time. It's real hard to be upset after a day like that. Crochet pitches mind out. So did Burgert. It's just unfortunate. Like you said, I mean, Zerpa didn't do his job, and that's kind of the end of the story almost for me.
And Schreiber and India and Grichik, I would also put them into the mix.
Yeah. You're right. Absolutely. It's just unfortunate. I mean, I love this team. I love the Royals. I think we have a good future ahead of us. But it's almost one of those cases of, like, when you look at this game, like, the Red Sox are ahead of us in their process, and that's it.
What do you mean by that? What do you mean by that, that they're ahead of the Royals in their process?
Thank you for that. It's more of, I think they're just ahead of us. They're just better.
Yeah, they're also the Boston Red Sox, and they should, in my opinion, they should be viewed as better than the Kansas City Royals because they better be spending their money. That's how I view it.
Yep. And it's. You know, we've got good players. We've got a lot of potential. We just need to do our job and win some ball games. I'm looking forward to the rest of the season. But yeah, it's tough, man. Like when you run into a lineup full of your Durans, wish he was a Royal, Bregman's and Abreu's and whatnot. Like it's tough.
Yeah, and I appreciate the phone call, Bob. Great to hear you had such a great time. I don't know how you have a bad time at Fenway, especially when the weather's cooperating the way that it was today in Beantown. Listen, I'm with you in trying to maintain confidence. I think this team, at least in my opinion and from where I sit, this team has earned that from me. With the way that they've played since the All-Star break, they can they've earned that from me, to not be doom and gloom when you can still win the series tomorrow. I did enough doom and gloom throughout May and June and in the early part of July. I'm not going to sugarcoat anything. A loss at this point of the season is painful. You've now lost the season series to the Boston Red Sox, so if by some miracle you end up with the same record at the end of the season as the Red Sox, sadly, they will earn that tiebreaker. Royals do not have the tiebreaker with Boston, don't have it with the Yankees. They can, I guess it's still alive with Cleveland. They should get it with the Texas Rangers, and they'll have a chance to earn a split with the Mariners coming up. Or actually, they'll have a chance to earn the season series with the Mariners coming up in the final homestand of the season. Listen, if you want to be positive, if you want to focus on the good tonight, it is the Guaranteed Foods player of the game, Ryan Burgert. In his Royals debut, he throws 5 2/3 innings of two-run baseball. And now, for his big league career, he's thrown 41 1/3 innings. 41 innings, an ERA of 2.83. Opponents at the big league level are batting 177 against the right-hander. Our Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time, stretch dollars, and eat healthier. They've been doing that since 1958. You should sign up today by calling 913-888-5000 or visit GuaranteedFoods.com. All right, phone lines are open for you, 913-586-7965. The text line is there as well, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your thoughts right after this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience.
I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Welcome back to Burns Post Game Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
Swing, fly ball toward the alley left center field. And the ball's going to be off the glove. Duran, it goes to the center field wall. Rafaela has to chase it down. Here comes Garcia around third. He will score. And into second is Grichik. And the Royals are within one, down 3-2.
Oh, man. Steve Stewart on the call, as heard here on 96.5 The Fan. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Randall Grichik with one out and a man on first base, that man being Michael Garcia, who drew a leadoff walk against Red Sox ace Garrett Crochet. Randall Grichuk, a 2-0 offering from Crochet. He pokes a 2-0 cutter in the middle of the dish out to left center field off of Jarren Duran's glove that allows Mikey to come around to score, puts Grichuk on second with only one out, and the Royals, as Stu just mentioned, down only one. 3-2 Red Sox with Nick Lofton coming to the dish. Garrett Crochet then locks it in and gets Lofton to swing through a sweeper and blows 97 past Luke Maley to punch out the final two hitters of his day. Crochet puts a cap on a 7-strong inning performance. 7 innings, 2 runs on 4 hits. And the Red Sox take game 2 from the Royals and take the series from the Royals, winning tonight 6-2. So during the commercial break, I take a look at the text line. Text line's always open for you, 913-586-7965. And if this doesn't show you where I'm at with this team, Vern, you're losing it first, the funeral thing, and now you're saying that the series is evened up at a game apiece. I read that text, I'm like, what are you talking about? That's where I'm at with this team. Is last night's game, even though it ended up in defeat, that fight that team showed in the 8th inning had me walking into today's game with my chest sticking out a little bit too far. So far, that Ryan Burgert spinning 5 2/3 innings of 2-run baseball in his Royal debut, coupled with that 8-inning fight last night, makes me feel like tomorrow's game is that rubber game, is that jump ball, is that win tomorrow's game, and I'm feeling good heading into the off day, feeling good heading into the Twin Cities to take on the carcass of the Twins, and then back at Kauffman Stadium to take on the Washington Nationals. No, my apologies. No, following last night's 8-5 loss and tonight's 6-2 defeat, no, the Royals have lost the series to the Boston Red Sox. You're right, text line, I am losing it. And I think the reason why I've completely lost it is season starts off and, you know, we all had high expectations, some higher than others. Me, I was, you know, skeptical that the team would be able to repeat its success from a season ago in a similar fashion. That's why I deemed this year the sophomore album. Because if you're, and we were, hoping for more of the same as last summer, but just a little bit better. Right, if most Royals fans are being honest, your expectation coming into 2025 was everything that I loved about last year's team and more. So I was a little skeptical of, can the rotation really be that good and that healthy again? Can Bobby, Vinny, and Salvi really be that consistently clutch all year? Can they single-handedly carry the offense? Well, you know what? I guess you do have a Jonathan India, Jack Caglione's on the way, Alec Marsh, and Kyle Wright could help the rotation if they're not as healthy. So as the season started, my skepticism started to wane. Because I knew Cags was on the way, I thought about Kyle Wright and Alec Marsh, so I start to get excited and fend off the naysayers, those ready to bail on this team because of their impotent offense. But then the month of June arrives, and I have no more weapons to fight off the naysayers. The offense's lifelessness was too much to ignore. So as the calendar flipped to July and the Royals lost yet another home series, this time to the New York Mets going into the All-Star break, I laid down whatever arms I still had. I acknowledged to you that it was not in the cards for the boys this season. I started planning a vacation in October and looking ahead to 2026. And then before you know it, Seth Lugo's locked up. The Royals are trading Freddie Fermin to the Padres. bringing in Bailey Falter and Mike Yastrzemski and Adam Frazier and Randall Grichuk and playing their best baseball of the season. So even though I arrived at a place where I was content, where I understood that, hey, man, baseball's tough and trying to repeat what you did last season is even tougher. And it's not in the cards for the boys. I really came to grips with that during the All-Star break. And then I show up for the second half of the season, and the team says, I don't care how you're feeling. Get on the bandwagon, and let's keep the positivity rolling. So last night's game, the way that they fought back in that eighth inning was something that was not seen very often in those first 100 games of the year. So that type of performance, coming into this with Ryan Burgert showing that Bailey Falter's shortcomings in the opener were not going to affect me. I'm not feeling the pressure the same way. I have my command. Yeah, this roller coaster of a season has me at times looking at losses and feeling, hey, at least the losses now aren't as ugly as the losses in June and May. Man, it's been a wild 2025, I'll tell you what. Royals lose tonight 6-2, and boy, what a game. 1-1 heading to the sixth inning. I mentioned Angel Zerpa giving up those two runs in the sixth as the Red Sox go up 3-1. You just heard Randall Grichuk's RBI double in the seventh to cut it to a one-run Royals deficit. We'll get to the seventh inning, and John Schreiber and the defense of Jonathan India. We'll get to that coming up in just a moment. But first, I want to go to Greg in Kansas City. Greg, you're on 96.5 The Fan. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, always a fan of the show. Wanted to just call in. I had called in before the trade deadline, and, you know, with our offense playing the way that they had, I was half, you know, 1 foot into this season, 1 foot into trading everybody and move on, even recommending that it was time to unload Salvi. But I am, when J.J. Piccolo began making the moves to try and propel us through, you know, into the playoffs, that just told me, okay, it's time to put both feet into the boat. And when that you know, not when I jump on board, but when they make moves to try and stay into the season, that means we're going to have to ride the lightning. We got 2 months to get to October, but, you know, we're going to have our ups and downs, and the have-nots are going to separate, you know, from the haves. And hell, we just took a team from the best team in the AL, you know, or took a series from the best team in the AL East, and, you know, we're battling the Red Sox, so we're going to have our ups and downs. But overall, Piccolo, I'm glad that he's got much more patience than us fans, and that, you know, he recognizes if you've got a shot to go to the playoffs, which we do, we've had all along as we're around 500 and close to that wild card spot, you know, we just got to whip that horse all the way to the end. And you know, we're trying some new things here just because of the injuries that we've had. But overall, I still think we can make some noise, and I'm all on board now. So, yeah, we'll face our ups and downs, but let's, you know, we're all on board. I'm on board. Let's just go after it. And whoever's up next, let's try and get tomorrow. And like you said, let's just build some momentum and, you know, just take it day after day.
Greg, I appreciate the phone call. Royals are 9-8 since the All-Star break. Matt in Arizona writes in on the text line, everything seems to be going the Red Sox way. They're 24-7 since June 30th. Can still be a winning road trip with a W tomorrow and a couple more in Minnesota. Signed, Matt in Arizona, who also had some kind words for Ryan Burgert. Tonight's losing pitcher, but the 25-year-old rookie right-hander certainly did not deserve that L. 5 2/3 innings, 2 runs on 2 hits, a pair of walks, and a pair of punch-outs. He retired the Red Sox in order in the first, faced the minimum in the second inning thanks to a very nice 4-6-3 inning-ending double play. Nice job by India and Bobby on that one. In the third inning, no score, Burgert got Abraham Toro to ground out to lead off that inning. And then Romy Gonzalez works Burgert for seven pitches. And on that seventh pitch, he smashed a slider in the middle of the dish for a one-out single. Romy Gonzalez shows some high baseball IQ, good awareness, as he tags up from first base on the deep fly ball off of the Red Sox nine-hitter. So now Gonzalez is standing on second for the Boston leadoff hitter, Jarren Duran. Ryan Burgert, ahead in the count against Duran, 0-2. He paints 93 on the black away. It's elevated. And Jarren Duran, the left-handed hitter, goes with that pitch on the outside part of the plate. Elevated. Goes with it. Smacks it off the green monster for an RBI double. But Alex Bregman would fly out and no further damage. 1-0 Red Sox at the end of three. Bobby Witt Jr. would hit a one-out triple in the top of the fourth and be driven in by Michael Garcia. So the game just like that tied up. I mean, no reason to hang your head. They get to Garrett Crochet there in the fourth. That 1-1 game would remain until we get to the sixth inning. And Burgert comes out at 72 pitches. Retires the first two batters that he faced. And he did get hit hard by Jarren Duran, his penultimate opponent. Alex Bregman, as I mentioned, with nobody on and two outs, Bregman works Burgert for an eight-pitch battle that ends in a walk. Burgert at this point, with a man on first and two outs in the sixth inning, he's at 85 pitches after already setting a career high, 5 2/3. Q goes to the bullpen, brings in Angel Zerpa, and as I mentioned, things did not go well for Angel Zerpa. He does not do his job. John Schreiber and India and Grichik, they don't do their job in the eighth inning. We'll get to that coming up in a moment. But first, I want to hear what Burgert had to say after this game. He addressed the media. Well, he had a conversation with Annie Rogers of MLB.com, and the microphones of FanDuel Sports Network were there.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, you call it nerves, just unfamiliarity a little bit, you know, new clubhouse, new group of guys. But no, I was excited, you know. I went out there. I think I had a pretty good start. Obviously, there's some places to improve, but yeah, overall, I think it was good.
What do you think you showed this team, who's just getting to know you, know you as well?
Yeah, you know, just I think I showed my ability to go after guys and just, you know, collect outs. I think that's the name of the game and what I was just trying to do tonight: get deep in the game, get some outs.
It's a career high in innings for you, 5 2/3. Just what does that mean to you, and how badly did you want that last out too there in the sixth?
Yeah, it's cool, but obviously, you know, our goal is not to go 5 2/3, go 6 7 8 innings, complete game if you can. So, you know, just trying to be efficient. Can't walk out two outs, especially in that situation, tight ball game, you know. But, you know, things happen. It's game baseball. So, yeah, excited for the next one. So.
Can you expand a little bit on what these last 3 or 4 days have been like? Just the preparation that has gone into to this start versus, you know, the other starts that you've had.
Yeah, it's been a crazy few days, honestly. You know, just everything's a little different, you know, but just kind of getting used to everything, kind of settling in, and I think I'm starting to get there. So great group of guys, and just happy to be here. So.
Q mentioned maybe the you know, breaking balls getting away from you a little bit throughout that start. Did you feel that too, and how do you kind of corral that?
Yeah, I don't feel like I had the greatest command with both those pitches today. You know, just working the bullpen. I think, you know, just repetition, you know, practice, the only way to work on that. So.
All right, there you go. That is Ryan Burgert, tonight's starting pitcher, losing pitcher, rookie pitcher, and Guaranteed Foods player of the game. Again, that audio courtesy of FanDuel Sports Network. I mentioned Burgert's ERA, 2.83. It's across 41 and one-third innings of work. There's only one rookie in the sports with more innings pitched and a better ERA. That rookie is Noah Cameron. His ERA is 2.68, and he has more than two times as many innings thrown as Ryan Burgert. My game notes following this 6-2 defeat at the hands of the Boston Red Sox. My game notes are brought to you by Jay Southland Tow. Be in the know and call Jays Southland Tow. With tonight's loss, the Royals fall back to 2 games below 500, and they turn to Michael Wacha to right the ship tomorrow. He'll go opposite the Big Red. Dustin May, a pair of righties going at it. 6:10 for the first pitch. I'll be on the air with the On Deck Show once again beginning at 5 o'clock. All right, phone lines are open for you. The Peterson and Associates phone line, 913-586-7965. We'll get back to your thoughts after this.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah?
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Welcome back to Burns Postgame Show on your home for Royals baseball. 96.5 The Fan. Here's Royals insider Josh Bernier.
And a pitch and a swing and a chopper over the third baseman Bregman into left field for a hit. Bobby scores. Garcia drives him in. Now Garcia's going to go to second with some excellent base running. A great read on the ball to left field. Yoshida throwing into second but late. And the Royals tie the game 1-1.
Oh, man, Michael did it all again tonight. You heard Steve Stewart right there talk about his excellent base running. Made a gorgeous defensive play for the second out of John Schreiber's inning of work. Drove in the first run, scored the second run, drew a walk, doubled, singled. Just an outstanding day from Michael Garcia. He's now batting 300 again. He's one of 9 qualified big leaguers batting 300. Michael's RBI double that you just heard, his 29th double on the season. That's top 5 in Major League Baseball. Yeah, if you missed it, 4th inning, Royals just fell behind in this game 1-0. Bobby steps up with nobody on and one out, and he goes down in the zone to blast a cutter. Hits it high off the green monster in left center field. And the moment it left Bobby's bat, he knew it was going to bang into that green monster. So he drops it into gear, and in 11.31 seconds, he goes first to third for his 32nd career triple, passing Gerard Dyson on the franchise's all-time list and tying Brian McCray for 12th in Royals history. So after his one-out triple, Michael steps to the dish with two outs, works the count 2-2. He gets 97 coming in from the left-handed Garrett Crochet. 97 bearing in on the All-Star Garcia, and he smashes a chopper into the ground. It bounces over the head of Alex Bregman into left field. Bobby comes in to score, and just like that, this game is knotted up at one apiece. No hanging their head, no saying, well, it's Garrett Crochet. No, your All-Stars go out there and attack their All-Star and tie that game up at one apiece. That was today's cool play of the game. It's brought to you by MVP Air Conditioning, Heating, Plumbing, and Electric. Have your AC running efficiently all summer with a tune-up for only $39. Go to the MVPKC.com or call 913-322-0868 today. MVP, one call does it all. Michael Garcia could have easily been today's Guaranteed Foods player of the game, but it needs to go to Ryan Burger. The rookie right-hander again takes the loss, but only gives up two runs in 5 2/3 innings of work, and one of those runs came after he already departed the game, as Angel Zerpa's unable to do his job in the sixth inning, and that 1-1 game turns into a 3-1 Boston lead, thanks to Zerpa in the sixth. But the Royals again, man, not hanging their heads. As you heard earlier, Randall Grichuk, an RBI double, makes that two-run deficit, cuts it in half. 3-2 Red Sox as we head to the bottom of the seventh inning. Sure, the Royals could have tied things up, but neither Lofton or Mailey are able to come through. But still, it's a one-run game heading to the bottom of the seventh inning. I still thought the Royals had a chance at winning this thing, a real good chance at winning this thing. So with the 7-8-9 hitters due up for Boston, Matt Quatrero, with his team down one, right? You don't have a lead. You're not trying to protect a lead. You're down one, the bottom of the lineup coming up. He turns to John Schreiber. Schreiber retires the first two batters that he faces. All right, it's all setting up. You're going to bring Urseg in for the top of the lineup in the eighth and hopefully Estevez to close things out in the ninth. But with two outs and nobody on, John Schreiber then walks the nine-hitter. Turns the lineup over, brings Jaron Duran to the dish, and he smokes a fastball in the middle of the plate. And I mean smokes it. 110 miles per hour right at Bobby Witt Jr., a dangerous short hop that almost took Bobby's lips off. It's a single. The nine-hitter, by the way, went first to third on that laser beam. So it's now first and third with nobody out. John Schreiber would walk Alex Bregman to load the bases. Bases juiced with two outs. How did this happen? Schreiber then goes into the kitchen of the left-handed hitting Willier Abreu, throws 94 in to the lefty Abreu. He pulls it into right field. Didn't square it up, didn't pound it, but just kind of yanks it. Yanks that pitch in to a lefty, yanks it into right field, shallow right field. Right fielder Randall Grichuk is charging. Now, didn't get the best first step. You know, first step was back, and then he charges in. So, again, not the best first step, but he could have made the play. He was late to call it. And at least it appeared to me as if he was late calling it. So Jonathan India turns his back to the infield and he is, you know, all out going for it. He's trying to make an over-the-shoulder catch. Randall Grichuk bearing in from right field. India going out from second base. These two are about to collide with one another. And as Grichuk begins to slide and make the catch, he looks and sees Jonathan India bearing down on him and he braces for impact rather than makes the catch. Now, is that Grichuk's fault for not calling India off sooner? Yeah, probably. Would you like India to peel off? Yeah, probably. But India's mindset needs to be, I'm going to make this catch until I hear him call me off. And it was a very late, I got it, from Randall Grichuk. So the ball off of the bat of Willier Abreu falls in shallow right field. Two runs come in to score. 5-2 Red Sox. The next batter is Trevor Story. And John Schreiber gives him a sweeper out over the dish and he pounds it into center field. 6-2 Boston. And that's how we arrive at our final score. 913-586-7965 is our phone number. 913-586-7965. 96.5. So like I said to open up the show, if you're going to beat this team in that park with that pitcher, someone needs to step up and do something big. Mike Kell and Ryan Burgert did that. When Vinny and Salvi had the chance with a runner in scoring position in the fourth, they didn't do it. Zerpa in the sixth, Schreiber in the seventh, the defenders out there in shallow right field later on in that seventh inning, none of them were able to do something special, and the Royals fall by a final count again of 6-2. Let's go back to the Peterson and Associates phone line. Peterson Law Firm, don't wait. Call the eights or visit petersonlawfirm.com. Let's go to Colin in the Northland. Colin, you're on the postgame show. Go ahead.
Hey, Vern, how we doing?
All right, what's up, man?
Oh, just trying to hold on hope. We really needed this one tonight, but, you know, things happen. My question for you tonight is, what do you do now that we got Grichuk? I always mispronounce his name.
It's all good.
Frazier.
So do all the front office people. It's weird. But go ahead.
And then Yastrzemski. What do you do when Jack is ready to come back? You know, he had a little bit of struggles before he went to the IL. Now it seems like our outfield might be a little bit crowded. You know, what would you do when he comes back? Take care, Vern.
Yeah, Colin, and I'm not trying to dodge that question. The first voice that I hear in my head is Ned Yost saying those things always take care of themselves. Right? Cags hasn't even gone out on a rehab assignment yet. And that rehab assignment is basically like a demotion, right? Go down there, get your mind right, find some confidence, and get back up here in the show. So he needs to get healthy, go out on a rehab assignment, perform well, and then I think we start to wrestle with the roster move made. You know, whose ABs does Jack Caglione take? But if he returns, is healthy, and is raking down in AAA, I'll find a spot for him. You know, John Rave, he seems to be the easiest choice. But who knows? Who knows the health of this team? Who's hitting at this point? Is Tyler Tolbert still being used enough to be that weapon on the bench? Speaking of getting healthy, Michael Lorenzen tonight makes his rehab start, his first rehab start since going on the IL. He was pitching tonight down in AA. Lorenzen needed 66 pitches to get through three innings of work. Struck out five, walked three, and gave up four runs on four hits, including a pair of home runs. So not a great day for Michael Lorenzen, but I'm sure he was just focused on getting his work in. 913-586-7965. Again, the Peterson and Associates phone line. And then, of course, the text line is always there as well. Text line, obviously not in a great mood. Obviously not very happy with Angel Zerpa from the 415. Vern, he's been mostly a letdown this season. From the 319, Vern, listening to that Ryan Burgert interview, what is it with these guys? They need to get some bass in their voice. That's a pretty awkward situation for Ryan Burgert. He's standing up in a very quiet clubhouse after another painful loss, surrounded by 25 guys he doesn't know at all. He just pitched really well, but nobody in that clubhouse wants to hear him talk about how well he pitched. He needs to be respectful of, you know, how far is Salvi from him? I'd be whispering if Salvi was next to me after a loss. Now that, and it's awkward for Annie Rogers as well, the interviewee, or the interviewer, I should say. It's just two people talking into microphones in front of a crestfallen crowd of Kansas City Royals, right? Coaches, players, everybody's in there, bummed out. And here's Annie and Ryan Berger talking back and forth. 913-586-7965. Brian writes in on the text line. I'm hopeful we can keep our streak of winning series finales going tomorrow. Yeah, no doubt. It's been nine straight, right? Nine straight series finales that have gone the good guy's way, and they're going to need it tomorrow unless they're going to get swept in Boston. Yeah, news to me that game one did not go the way of the Royals, as moral victories are apparently making a return to the postgame show. I apologize, but apparently that was my takeaway from last night's 8-5 loss. Benjamin from Cameron's listening, putting this one on Matt Quatrero. And then basically every other text that's come through so far is blaming Q, blaming Zerpa, blaming John Schreiber. I got no issue with it. I would blame Schreiber and Zerpa before Matt Quatrero. He's got to use them, guys. You know, go ahead and rank your relievers. There's still three, four guys you like more than them, but you're not going to bring those guys in when you're down by one run. And we'll talk about it more coming up tomorrow. I got to get out of here. Kansas City, I appreciate you listening. I'll talk to you at 5 o'clock Wednesday night on 96.5 The Fan.
Listening to Burns Postgame Show.
Onto the track, leaps, it's gone! Michael Massey ambushes the first pitch.
Brought to you by Guaranteed Foods. Guaranteed Foods is helping thousands of Midwestern families save time. Stretched out.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.